Hi friends, welcome to scan.org, grassroots radio, independent, free, uncensored, and produced at Mount Down Under, Australia. My name is Martin, and many of you know me from my weekly Pulit Culture audio jams. This week is not only my last show for NIMFM, but it is also the last week before voting day. And guys, I really do need a break, you know. I need to have a little time out on audio propaganda, you know, to consider who I will vote for. It's really important with interest rates or inflation rates. And importantly, what makes a better economy? Debt money or credit money? Yeah, there are vital decisions forming issues I need to mull over this week, so you see. Instead, I'd like to introduce some local talent on the digital music scene of Bad Town Nimbin. The tracks you hear are free, courtesy of the artist, and you will also hear what they're saying in the chat sections of the show. So here we go, first with Jamie's All the Pretty Colors.
Tell the maid to turn the radio on.
Dreamt I lived in a drum.
You get yourself a Coke and you sit yourself down, throw the switch, and this automatically goes on with the radio.
That's a wonderful machine.
This is the most fascinating relaxation I ever found.
I think I'll get one myself.
Sure, they're only 100 and a half. I tell you, Willie, I'm going to take my camera and my band and all my hobbies and out they go. Oh, wait a minute, the maid kicked the plug out. Crazy for me.
Ah, hi Hi, Jamie. I'm here in Nimbin Baton, and I just listened to your track, All the Pretty Colors. You are one of the local, very few local digital musician artists, and playing as well, an artist. I listened to this track, and it just came funny over me, because it starts like this old feel of Bakelite Radio, feel good, pop up the coke, lean back on the sofa, and let it wash over you, but then it transmutes into some really warped space. And then on top of it, you bring out this banjo.
Yeah. Well, the banjo is, you know, I have a banjo upstairs, and it makes a banjo noise, which is unmistakably sort of open-tuned, kind of, you know, really, really easy to just sort of generate a sound. The same way as, you know, like a sound on a computer, you can listen to it and it generates a sound straight away. It's So it was an easy thing to slot in there as far as being able to change the mood of a song that was sort of had run its course with the sounds that I was using, and I just wanted to throw in there a bit of a new feel, with the banjo.
I'm interested, your generation, would you call yourself digital natives as opposed to people like me who are nominated digital invaders?
Well, I mean, I would say that the digital age has been sort of sown through my upbringing, but I wasn't necessarily terribly involved with it until it became a tool for making music for me. Before that, it had popped in every now and again for brief periods in the sort of gaming type propensity, but nothing that I was dreadfully attached to. But yeah, definitely, I'm familiar with it as I guess it has been a part of my life in early stages. I suppose the very little sort of contact that I've had with it in those formative years, where you are forming your educational approach to the way things are going to happen, it has been. I'm definitely more familiarized with it than, I suppose, at least the very visual interface of it than the older generations here.
Yeah, well, Jamie, many of us here in Nimbin, an artist, talented or not, have a problem to get their artwork out into the public, onto the net, because we're sitting in this digital backwater where so few people have a broadband connection, or let alone actually an internet connection at all. And so it's quite sort of sitting here with the wool over our eyes in the dark, and the digital dark a little bit, and it's preventing people to attain skills but also to get credo for their work. So did you think about this?
Yeah, well, I suppose it comes from living in a country where we're not just isolated, you know, locationally and technologically. We're also very isolated as people, and to get, you know, there's a lot of, if not getting around worrying about things a lot, then getting around whinging about things a lot, and it makes it difficult for a person to get around to doing all those things that they need to do. And one of those things in this day and age could be said is making sure that you are hooked up to what's out there now, because it does make it easy to put yourself out there with all, you know, YouTube and MySpace. It's pretty easy to publish yourself. Then with that, I suppose, comes the education of the, if you're smart, you don't just put yourself out there straight away. Or if you are just going to put yourself out there straight away for everyone to have a piece of, if you just be fully sharing that and just letting everybody have a piece of that, that's fantastic and great. But there's always implications. And there's always things that you need to take into account before you just go dishing out parts of your own personal private property. Like, it's all very easy to go and upload something and say, I'm happy to let go of that. But then what if someone comes around and starts making shitloads of cash off that? Like, what do you do? So I suppose that's another thing, is you've got to get yourself sort of arced up technologically, and then you've also got to consider the implications of what's your marketing strategy. What are you going to do next? With television, they shoot a whole series for the year that they're broadcasting the series. So there's a production line and there's a shop front. So I suppose, and me personally, until I have a plan with what I'm going to do with my music, I'm really only just staying up a couple of nights here and there, putting in my hours just to keep myself happy and comfortable, because I'm a creatively minded person. Yeah.
Thank you very much, Jamie. It was a great insight from a point of perspective I hardly meet you on. And I'm glad, if you have any friends, send them to me for Sam's job.
Yeah, cool. I will. I definitely will.
Thank you.
Cheers, man.
Cut 'em and loop 'em. Digital era is here.
I met Neil many years ago when we shared playing African rhythms with drums and percussion. The other day I just ran into him and he spoke with me about his music.
Glad to meet you. I just listened to some of your latest music inventions and creations. How come you've got into this? You're not long doing this, do you?
You should hear the latest track I just made last night. I got my keyboard and I just sat it across my lap while I'm watching TV and tinkering around, and then I found this really nice melody and turned into chords and turned into a song. It's one of the best I've ever made, I reckon. Come out real nice.
Okay. So what, you don't take a blindfold and do it. You do it with some deliberation.
Well, in actual fact, I'm severely, you could say, dyslexic and lacking of memory, you know, as an old-time smoker. But, you know, the creativity, I think, as your memory phase can be even stronger, because it's just like you're a fresh blank page and you can...
And is it like a limitation, a challenge for you to get better?
It's definitely a limitation for me. I just through repetition I'm getting better and better on all instruments, and it's just by doing it I've learnt it. I can't do music lessons as other people do, and I can't learn from books as other people do, but slowly I can build up quite a special talent.
Yeah. You certainly got something between your ears working there. What I was asking was, how did you get into choosing electronic and digital means?
Oh, I bought a nice keyboard for my daughter a few years back. I hadn't written music for like 20 years since I was a teenager. And after tinkering around on my daughter's keyboard, I thought, well, this new stuff's just got so much good variety and auto choruses and whatnot in it that I just had to give it a go, and that's what started like my first album, and I've created like about 60 songs in the last 2 years.
What's your daughter saying about the keyboard being appropriate for you?
Well, my daughter's like a classical pianist, and she's very clever, and she can just hear my mistakes like very easily, I'd say. But she's warming to my music, but both my kids are very proud of me and what I do, you know. So.
Neil, last question. What are you thinking about yourself and others around this bad town? How to get our art out? Because a lot of us don't have internet connections, and it is a slow affair with our government to get there.
Well, it's Nimbin itself is a challenge to show your talent, because there is so many talented people in Nimbin. But once, if you become successful in Nimbin itself, it's like a microcosm of the whole world, because everyone's so open. And if you can make it here, then it's probably worth putting it out there, go out to the cities and give it a whirl. You just got to get some contacts in the city. And
so are you planning to do any of this sort of in the future with your music?
Well, I'm thinking about going like onto the internet stuff, or I might, you know, go and do the city bit for a while. I'm not sure yet. Yeah.
Wonderful, thank you. This is Neil from Hempadoxical, is that proper?
Super Hempadoxical.
Okay, thanks very much, Neil.
You coming into Nimba, Maine? Come on, I'll show you around. It's real cool. It's the best little town. Oh, don't worry, mate. No one means any harm. It's cool. Smoko, mate. Stretcher. Taxi.
Nimmin's a circus, you see.
Come along to Nimmin. Have a look around. Have a look at our very special little town. Nimmin is a circus. It's true, you see. That's what happens when you let your spirit run free. Smoko, mate. Stretcher. Taxi. Nimbin is a circus, you see. So you coming to town today? Are you going to wear your purple polka dot pants? Or your dress? Your green hair? Or your bells today? You don't need costume or makeup, you see. Just be yourself and join in, because Nimbin is a circus. You'll see. Smoko, mate. Stretch up. Taxi. Can't you see? Come and join the parade. Drop your ego and lose your inhibitions now. Come in. Town and join in the show. Nimbin is a circus. Come on, it's true. It'll change you. People who come to Nimbin take a little bit home with them, and we just hope that slowly the world changes and becomes a bit more like our little town. Nimbin is a circus. You'll see. Come along the town with me. Smoko, mate. Stretcher. Taxi.
Do you want a puff on this or what?
So how was that? I'm too old, you know, pre-baby boomer. I can't gauge it. But if you wish to get in touch with any of these guys, write to me via mailing to Martin Radio, P.O. Box 342. Post Office Nimbin 2480, Nimbin spells as N-I-M-B-I-N, and if you are from overseas, add Australia. So I hope you can appreciate the efforts of other individuals who don't have gigs, stages or even a DJ night, and certainly are challenged on the internet limitations, the relative isolation and the local interest. Anyway, thank you for listening. My name is Martin and you were listening to the last show for NIMFM. I want to thank NIMFM for 7 years of excitement, support and encouragement to learn what I do now. I wish you well as community radio. My personal streak for bizarre independence demands a new direction. People can use my material in any way they like, and that will stay with the future program I intend to start on my own turf called Kaput Radio. Well, you figured out yourself what Kaput Radio could possibly mean. So watch the space on radioforall.net and sydneyindependentmedia.org. So catch you sometime again soon, I hope. Cheers. Bye-bye. 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 Bye-bye.